quite certain that many of you listening to me now are lonely. I know the feeling. It's that empty, aching spot in the pit of your stomach, that quiet desperateness that makes life seem meaningless, makes you feel worthless. I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I'd just like to chat with you about loneliness, which always seems worse during holiday seasons. And let's see from God's Word how to cope with it. Someone has said that all man's history is an endeavor to shatter his loneliness. We are designed by God for fellowship and companionship, and when it's missing, it just affects our motivation and self-respect, our happiness, almost every part of our lives. However, we have to recognize that loneliness and aloneness are two different things. You can be lonely in a crowd or in a group of friends or with a mate or friend right there with you. Or you can be all by yourself and still not be lonely. Loneliness is a feeling, not a set of circumstances. Our culture has conditioned us to believe that if you're a worthy person and if you're normal, you won't be alone very much. So therefore, aloneness makes many people feel unwanted and unloved and unworthy. That's what loneliness feels like. A single woman in her late 20s shared an experience with me, which I think points out our society's attitude about loneliness or aloneness. Since her church had no class for singles, she joined in with the young couples group, which was taught by the pastor's wife. One Sunday, she didn't make it to Sunday school, and her teacher said to her, "I'm so sorry you weren't at Sunday school today. I was really counting on you being there because I knew you would have lots of good input for our discussion since we were talking about loneliness today." People automatically assume that being single means you're lonely because we think that being alone is the worst thing in the world. This mistaken notion about aloneness causes people to do the most incredible things to avoid being by themselves. I know because I've done some of them. I've gone to places I should never have gone to, been with people I should never have been with, and spent money I should never have spent just to avoid being alone. Well, I just want to talk about loneliness this week, and I want to help you see how you can overcome it through the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that all of my devotionals are available on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. You'll find lots of good resources there. So visit us at christianworkingwoman.org.